Difficulty. The Case of Elijah and the Resurrection of the Widow's Son. As I was investigating the case of Elijah, I came across the account of the widow's son who was resurrected when Elijah prayed for him. The language is very suggestive, so I knew that I would have to address this passage as part of this writing. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 17 through 22. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode. And he laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. The terminology regarding the soul coming into the son would seem to be somewhat contradictory to my assertions that the soul remains with the body. But that would be an oversimplification of my view and a prejudiced reading of the passage. When God breathed the breath of life into man, man became a living soul. But when the spirit departs, the body dies, and the soul becomes dormant. Christ likened this state to sleep. But it would not be accurate to say that the soul is in the body. The matter of what happens to the soul when we die is simple from a verbal perspective. The soul goes to hell, the grave. But it often gets complicated when we ask, and where is the grave? I have had countless hypothetical scenarios thrown at me over the years. What if the body is lost in the sea, eaten by animals, etc.? The body decomposes, and there is eventually nothing there for the soul to be in. The grave, in the biblical sense, has no real fixed location. Hell, grave, Sheol, is not really a physical place. It is more like a state of being. Does the soul have a physical presence? Yes and no. The body is the physical presence of the soul. But without a body, the soul has no presence of its own. A dead man has no soul, no life. So when the body dies, the soul only exists as a non-physical potential being. It does not really reside anywhere. The word soul is often translated life. Not in the same sense that the spirit gives life. The soul is the life of the individual. The spirit is life from God. So when it talks about the soul returning, we're not talking about the soul returning from a physical location, such as heaven or near God. The soul returns to life in the body. The soul is returning from hell, the grave, to life in the body. This return is the return of restoration, of state, not of place. I do not really see this passage as contradicting anything I have said, but I did not wish to ignore it and have people throw it at me later. People will read into this passage their own prejudices and desires. I know people accuse me of the very same thing. But of me it is not true, because for years I wanted to believe, and did believe, that dead believers go to heaven immediately on death. That was my prejudice. But I did get over it, because the scriptures kept eating at me. When I interpret this passage in light of the doctrine I've come to believe in, I do it having my conscience satisfied that I have taken the teachings of Christ and his apostles as the greatest authority on the matter, and I have accepted at face value the clearest passages having to do with the subject.